Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Hi, Peter. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
All right.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I'm just kind of pulling everything up for our friends and Sons Incorporated. Have you ever considered First Peach placement on Google for the business before?
No, I have not.
Okay. And let me see here. So when I do a search for the company, I definitely see that you have a White Pages listing and that you have the Home Advisor. Have you ever done anything else online?
No, I used Home Advisor for a while, but the long story short, it took me about a year to learn about it, so I gave them the benefit of the doubt, seeing how this would be good for my business. Actually,
right.
I'm getting leads, and I work for a lot of high-end people, so I'm getting leads for you know, jobs that people are thinking that I can do for half the money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
I do.
So the bottom line is I've been doing this for 37 years, and I've stayed busy the whole time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm always open and trying a new type of thing. So this
okay.
thing with Google might be that. But
cool.
again, it's all how expensive it would be, you know. But, you know, I'm willing to listen. Let me put it to you in those terms.
Perfect. I like to hear that. And I appreciate you sharing with me your experience with Home Advisor so I know where you stand with them and how things went. The reason why is I'm not here to ever knock another company, but I definitely understand the situation you explained. I've heard it plenty of times. It is a different quality of client that they bring, and it's all based on the way that they advertise their company. So they advertise to the client, pick your contractor. Basically, pick your contractor, pick your price, right? But what they don't explain to the people of the world is that they're also charging each of those contractors a nominal fee, whether or not they get the job, even if those people are just looky-loos, right? In addition to that, it's basically like, you know, not quality. They're not looking for quality over quantity. They want the cheapest price to have an addition bill or to have something done, but they're not willing to pay premium dollar for the type of work that they're asking to be done.
That's exactly right.
So studies have shown that the quality of clients that are coming directly from Google are better quality clients. Now, I'm sure in your time on this beautiful earth, Peter, you've used Google a time or two yourself, right?
A thousand times.
Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure you're not living under a rock, because I do speak with the occasional guy who, or even an Amish gentleman who doesn't really use Google. So I'd just like to clarify before I jump right in. So think about yourself when you use Google. Say you need a tire on the truck, right? I'm sure you drive a specific type of truck. It takes specific type of tires, and you blow a tire,
right.
And you're not at your usual tire shop. So you're going to go to Google.
Right.
You're either going to punch in that specific type of tire that you need, or you're going to punch in tire shop near me, right?
Right.
That list is going to populate, okay? The list is going to populate with the top recommended options based on one of those two results. So maybe the first one, you look at their website, and that guy, he's charging way too much for this tire. You can just get the car towed, and you can get the tire for cheaper at home for what this guy's charging. So you move right past him. The next guy, he's actually too far out of the way, and he has some negative reviews, so you're not going to go with him. The third guy, man, you call him up, he's got the tire, he's willing to give you a 10% discount because you're a new client, and he's local. He's right on the money, right? But you have the money in hand. You're ready to purchase. You're willing to pay top dollar for what you need. You do want a deal. Everybody wants a deal. I want a deal. You want a deal. Nobody wants to get sold, right?
Right.
However, you're willing to pay what that tire is actually worth because you drive a quality vehicle. You see,
correct.
That's how you and I search. We have money in hand. We're ready to have the job done. We all want to make sure that we're getting a good deal, that nobody's paying too much for something. But the quality of clients that are coming directly from Google are just better quality clients. And the way that we represent your company is what's going to determine how those clients come in. So we do it based on keywords and based on service radius. Okay?
We
don't market you in the low-end areas where you don't want to come up. We don't market you for light bulb changes and door handle, door knobs, okay? We have you coming up for the quality of service that you're providing, and we connect you with those high-end people. Now, everything here is done month to month, Peter. There's no contract. The major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. So what that means is that once we fill this spot, we're going to close the category down. We are not going to work with any of your competitors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be the only one we're promoting to the first page of Google. Now, what I'm looking at here is that you've been in business for 17 years. Is that correct?
Yes, but I worked under my father for 22
Holy
of those
cow.
Years.
Okay.
So I've been doing this. I've been doing
yes.
this for over 37 years.
Okay, so you qualify for not just the longevity credit, but the legacy. So we give a legacy credit to companies that are over 20 years old, companies with over 20 years of experience. So I'm going to put that in for you. What that does is that waives the setup fee, and that drops your monthly price down to $299 month to month with no contract. Okay? It's approximately $10
okay.
a day. Now, specifically, what the program's going to include for you is two different spotlight positions on the first page of Google Services. The first is up at the very tippy top of the page in the first four businesses listed in what's known as the Google advertising section. We list you here, and this is where we're able to target all of the areas outside of Wheaton that you're looking to come up in. The specific areas. We can even get down specific as far as zip code, okay?
Yes.
The second position is there within the local map. That second position, like I was talking about with you, the local map listing with the little red dot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to verify your business and list you right there within the local map as well. Now, these two different spotlight positions show you very strong return on investment, but we also include a full website. So we take photos of yours, we put them on a picture reel slideshow, we have the web developer write all the content for the website. It's very professional. It has the Google mobile click-to-call button on it. It has the Google review button on it. It has the lead capture box on it. So if somebody lands on your website in the middle of the night and they fill that contact card out, it goes directly to your email, okay? When they click to call, they click to text, it goes directly to you. There's no middleman. There's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, or additional surcharges whatsoever. So if it's an estimate or it's somebody who isn't the quality of client that you necessarily want to work with, then you're going to know that going in because they're going to say, hey, I need four light bulbs changed and two doorknobs hung. And you're going to say, well, I may not be your guy, you know? So you're going to be able to cherry pick the job based on the way that the calls are coming in. And everybody on that first page is cherry picking. Understand that. Every single one of them is cherry picking. So this is going to put you into a primary position, but it's also going to brand you all across the Internet. So this includes full programming and business profiles for Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. There's over 60 destinations that we put on the platform and we program you in. We attach the website everywhere the business name is listed. So when they find you on one of these other destinations, they're going to be directed back to the website where they're going to be able to see the photos, look at the reviews, and call to speak with you directly.
Okay. One of
so
the
far?
Questions, right now I'm talking to you while I'm driving, but I got it on speaker, so that's all fine and dandy.
Okay.
I really need to reconvene our meeting and give you some specific zip codes where I work all the time. I don't know them off the top of my head right now while I'm driving, but
that's
I could
okay.
prepare myself on a cheat sheet mm-hmm. and meet and speak and reconvene our meeting at another time. And that way I can give you specifics. And, you know, I mean, I think it's worth trying because if I tried the home advisor thing, I might as well give this a try and see how it does. But one of the things maybe you can answer that I have a question that it kind of immediately pops into my mind
sure.
is workload. Like we have jobs lined up right now, but at the end of the day, if I start getting jobs from this Google venture, let's call it, you know, I mean, do people, are you thinking people want immediate attention? I'm normally, I'm months out or weeks out. So do you think it's a problem?
I do not think it's a problem. If you're 6 months out, that's totally different. Okay. So
well,
if
I'm
you're,
not 6 months.
If you're three weeks, a month, even 6 weeks out, that's not a problem because this isn't going to happen
okay.
overnight. When you give me this information, Peter, what's going to happen is, and I actually don't need the zip code information until your client onboarding appointment. What all I really need from you right now is to go through, there's still a tracking and reporting system. So you get a tracking and reporting system. We don't expect you to take our word for it. But all I really need from you right now is to go through, like hours of operation and get the account prepared for client onboarding, which I can schedule that for you anytime tomorrow. And then, of course, I need to take the billing information and read the voice verification. So that is something that has to happen. But the client onboarding is when they're going to need the zip codes and when they're going to need the service radius and exactly where you want. So that's not a problem, okay? Now, the thing about this, the other part of your question, I believe, was the timeline on things, right?
Right.
So I want to be 100% upfront and transparent with you as I am with all of my clients. It doesn't happen overnight. You sign up for Google today. It's not listed up there tomorrow. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Okay? Your website will be up and running in 3 to 5 business days. All of the directories,
okay.
Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, that's 5 to 7 days. It takes 6 to 10 days for the PIN code to get to you in the mail. This is going to verify the business and make you one of the red dots on the map. Full disclosure in the terms and conditions states 30 to 45 days max for first page placement in that area. I see it happen sooner all the time. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. It depends mostly on how quickly you get that PIN code back to us, how quickly you're going to show up in the local map. And at the top of the page in the ads, in 10 to 14 business days, you'll be listed at the top in the ads. So it does happen fairly quickly, but it doesn't happen overnight, okay?
Yeah, I'm not wanting it to happen overnight, so there's no problem there. We have plenty of responsibilities with the workload that we have at the moment.
I bet you
so,
do.
So even though heading into the holidays is, I would say it's very safe to say the slowest portion of the year. However, we still have projects to do, and they're smaller projects. But needless to say, when you link them together, they become a pretty good amount of work to be done yet. But I'm like I said, as long as you feel that people are not going to be like they don't want me to come out the next day or in the next 2 or 3 days or in a week. I normally can never do something like that. It's always weeks and maybe even in situations, some instances, months.
Right. Absolutely. And, I mean, for the type of work that you're providing, the high-end work that you're providing, people are willing to wait for that. And in my experience, it's not like they're, like, expecting it overnight. Obviously, you guys are going to have to get together at some point and decide when is a good time for an estimate and when is a good time for you to at least come look at my project. But letting them know that, we're about a month out, 6 weeks out on the front end, that's not abnormal for your category at all. This is regular, especially because of COVID and how everything has turned out with supplies. So, I mean, it's been hard to even get supplies in certain areas in a timely manner, right?
Right.
So everybody has this understanding, and it's kind of I haven't seen a company be faulted for it yet being listed on the first page. Peter, I'm sure that you're going to love these services. So since I'm on speakerphone and I have your ear now, I can go ahead and get the front end of this account set up and then just schedule your client onboarding appointment for a time that's convenient for you. Would that work?
Yeah, that's fine, but let me ask you this question.
Absolutely.
Could the client be on like a Saturday?
I'm sorry, what was the question? You cut out a tiny bit.
Could the client onboard meeting appointment be on a Saturday?
Oh, I wish that it could. We're so lucky here. We don't work weekends, and please don't put that in the suggestion
okay.
box. but I have available appointment times all week. We are 2 hours behind you because we're on the West Coast. So I have available appointment times for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday starting as early as 9 a.m. and as late as 5 p.m. And it, like I said, it only takes 30 minutes. It can be very,
yeah.
very quick if you could just, you know, whichever time frame is best for you.
Yeah, so when you say 5 p.m. on Friday, that's 7 p.m. here in Chicago, correct?
No, I'm giving you the I've already done the conversion, 5 p.m. Chicago.
Oh, 5 p.m. Chicago time, I
yes.
see what you're saying.
So if you pick the 5 p.m. slot, it would be between 5 and 6 p.m., and I can put a note in there that you would prefer it to be closer to 6. If you need the latest slot that we have.
Yeah, I will take the latest slot that you have then.
Okay, and is that going to be for Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
For Friday.
Okay, let me go ahead and lock that in here. Now, one thing that I do need to do is get your email address, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email notification that's just going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. It'll say Peter, and it will have your phone number on there. What this does is just it's a placeholder. So it's going to make sure that you get a reminder in your calendar, plus my technician will send out email and text message approximately 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder, hey, we're going to be calling for client onboarding. If you're unable to keep that appointment, then you just text or call back in, okay?
Yeah. Question. I have a lot of photographs, photos on my iPhone. Is that
Perfect.
Something that I could forward to build up the website development?
Absolutely. You can text message or email those photos over to us directly. In just a minute, I'll
okay.
give you that destination, and we will resize them. We'll make sure the pixels are good. We'll make sure that they're good to go for the site. So first, what's your email, Peter?
Mine is PPR Franz. That's the abbreviation of for Peter is PPR. My last name, Franz, which is F-R-A-N-Z.
Yes, sir.
At AOL.com.
Oh, my goodness. You're dating yourself now, sir. So P is in Peter, P is in Peter, R is in Robert, Franz?
No. P is in Peter, T is in Tom.
Oh, okay. Franz.
R is in Robert.
R is in Robert. Okay, perfect. I'm glad that I clarified that. So the first the first email you're going to see coming over is going to be that placeholder email. It's coming from anelson@localsplash.com. The second and third email are going to be labeled Google Advertising as well as Client Dashboard and Analytics. Now, Peter, this is an overview of literally everything that I have verbally promised to provide for you. It's in writing. There's no hidden parts to this whatsoever. We're completely transparent with you. So we like to send everything over in writing. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, Peter, is this the best phone number for us to reach you at?
It is.
Okay. So next, and do you accept text message? Peter? Did I lose you, Peter? I'm still here. Did you hit the mute button? Or did you hit a bad area? I'm still here, Peter. I'm hanging on. Peter, can you hear me? Peter, if you can hear me, I'm going to hang up and call you back so I can finish squaring this away. Peter? Okay, I'm going to call you right back.